Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons, a quick weather alert. The National Weather Service issuing a tornado watch for southern Michigan until 1 a.m. Tomorrow morning, so through the evening. That does include 40 southern counties. Ingham, Eden, Clinton, Ionia, and Livingston are in that list. Now, anytime the pollution produced by coal power is brought up, the industry quickly points out that whatever you might think about using coal, it is our primary national energy source, and we'd quickly fall into darkness without it. Well, a new study out of Michigan State University finds that making the switch from coal to natural gas for electricity-generating plants would be a big economic boost. Joining me now, the author of the report, Dr. Bill Knudsen, MSU agriculture economist. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, we've seen little steps taken to begin using natural gas instead of coal, including Lansing's own Board of Water and Light now building a natural gas power plant. How would making the switch on a larger scale spur the economy?
Well, basically, they're in two respects. The first is the short-term construction jobs that would be needed to connect power plants to gas pipelines and to convert the power plants themselves from a coal-based feedstock to a natural gas-based feedstock.
Now, your report apparently says that if we even use natural gas for 10% of our energy use, it would result in over $4 billion of economic activity. How much of our energy in Michigan is now being generated by natural gas?
About 8.3% of the electricity generated in the state comes from natural gas.
Okay, 8.3%. So now that's a significant amount. Are we seeing the utilities pursuing these types of plants and building them in any kind of fashion?
Not so much in Michigan. I think due to the recession, that there isn't a lot of demand for electricity compared to when the auto plants are running at full steam. But in other states, like Xcel Energy is converting its Black Dog electric plant in Minnesota from coal to natural gas, and We Energies is moving forward with plans to convert its Menominee River Valley electric plant, which is right downtown Milwaukee, mm-hmm. from coal to natural gas.
Now, the pollution produced by coal is one of the main criticisms of its use. How does that compare to the environmental impact of using natural gas?
Using traditional natural gas extraction methods, natural gas would, as I understand it, is about 30% cleaner to burn than coal.
I see.
And I believe that's carbon dioxide emissions, and obviously, natural gas doesn't have any mercury or some of the other heavy metals in it that some coal does.
I'm talking to Michigan State University agriculture economist Dr. Bill Knudsen. When it comes to the utilities moving into this natural gas use, is there any kind of resistance by them or the coal industry to even making a step like this?
Well, I'm not sure about the coal industry, partially because we don't really have one in the state. I think the resistance, I have not heard of resistance from the electric companies. The impression I have from the electric companies is that they're pretty agnostic toward whatever feedstock, as long as it's cost effective.
Now, you talk about the economic activity, the billions of dollars of economic activity, although building these plants, these new natural gas plants, would obviously cost utilities money, and wouldn't that then in turn cost customers more?
Well, that's a very important question, and implicit in this analysis is that natural gas and coal are cost competitive with one another.
Meaning what exactly?
That it doesn't cost any more to run a coal-fired plant than it does a gas-fired plant.
I see. Although to build one,
that's included in the cost analysis.
I see. And how about the fact that we do have such rich natural gas reserves here in Michigan? Would that play into the cost savings for us in general?
Well, these tend to be national markets. But insofar as to a small extent, it's cheaper to transport something close than it is far away. It would work to the advantage in a state like Michigan that has a lot of natural gas and it's close to a lot of other big natural gas fields.
There's so much talk about green energy, wind, solar power, but when you look at the type of real extensive energy use that we're now using, we're going to use more, even more in the future, do you view natural gas as the only real serious contender to replace something like coal?
Well, I think it's part of the energy portfolio. I could see cases where, you know, if you were out in North Dakota where it blows all the time, wind might make sense. If you're a place like in the UP, using biomass might make sense. So, you know, this study really just focused on what the economic impact of using natural gas would be. But we do have a lot of natural gas, and generally speaking, given current technologies, natural gas is low-cost substitute for coal.
What's a good way, then, to really incentivize the increasing use and building of these natural gas power plants?
Well, that's a good question. To be honest, I didn't spend a lot of time looking into that. It really focused on just what the economic impact would be. There's a lot of discussion, you know, about tax credits and regulatory things and things like that. But to be honest, this study just didn't go into that.
So from what I understood, you said we're using, is it over 8% of our energy is now produced by natural gas?
8% of the electricity.
Is it here in Michigan?
Yeah.
Now, when you say that, from what I understood, that roughly 10%, if 10% of our capacity came from natural gas, then that would result in $4 billion of economic activity. Do you mean an increase of 1.5% or so?
What the paper talks about is 10 million megawatt hours, which would be substituting about 15% of coal-based electricity with natural gas.
And how, when you look at the way things are now to get to the point where we're actually pursuing it to that level, what do you see having to happen here in the state for that to, for us to really spur it to that point?
You need more infrastructure investment. You would probably need one thing that I think you need, and it's something that's true for a lot of businesses nowadays, is access to credit to make it easier to get the financing to do the transformation from coal-based plants to natural gas-based plants. And you'd need some additional drilling capacity to obtain the natural gas.
I know you weren't focusing on the environmental aspects here, but the one thing that when it comes to natural gas that has been in the news for several years now is the extraction of it, and this procedure called fracking, especially here in Michigan. I mean, it involves going deep into the ground. Environmental groups have come out and said, look, this could have a serious effect on our water sources, polluting them. Is that something that should be factored in to really pushing the use of natural gas, the fact that we'd have to now begin drilling deep into the ground and potentially having all kinds of unintended environmental impacts that way?
I didn't look into that, but I think it would be naive to think that won't be part of the conversation going forward.
Dr. Bill Knudsen, MSU agricultural economist, thank you very much for joining me.
You bet. Thank you.